Welcome back, Jim, to another episode of the Getaway Podcast.
Good to be back.
Tony, John, and Jeff, episode 44. Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron will always be my home run champion. Just the 755.
Look, he was all natural.
All natural. Nothing artificial, son.
No juice.
He had that grandpa stroke, boy. he hit that mug and he jogged around them bases like an OG.
Yeah. Hammer and Hank.
Hammer and Hank. Rest in peace, man. We lost him this year, January.
Yeah.
86 years old.
Yeah, these last couple years have been brutal.
I'm telling you, man. Tony's out still having technical difficulties with his internet. Spectrum, y'all need to get it together in that area. What's going on?
It must be too close to Columbus.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Or he's too far from the city. What did that rap song say? You get rich and move out with the goody goodies? What was this? Was that Ice Cube saying that? You don't even live in Compton no more? Then move to Riverside. Huh? Speaking of Riverside, this weekend, be meeting up with Black Bauer in Los Angeles.
Black Bauer.
Woo! We about to. Hey, look. Two boys from Silverberry Avenue going to Hollywood.
That's what's up.
I'm hit that Roscoe's and chicken and waffles ASAP. It's a 9-minute drive from the hotel.
That's good.
And then I'm gonna see I'm going to Walk of Fame and check out that New Edition star on the wall. Maybe snap a picture. How's the weather, Chicago?
Well, let's see. I think we are feeling about two seasons right now. So we started off about nice and warm, sitting at about 80. Now we're sitting down to 66.
Yeah.
So air done changed real quick. But all's well, man. What about you out there on that West
Ain't
Coast,
nothing
bro?
Changed. It's the same thing, dog.
Sunshine and tacos.
Sunshine
huh?
and tacos, dog. I ordered
a... When you get bored. Look, when you get bored, just come on back to the Midwest.
I don't think so. I'll be back there in the fall. I ordered a tent. Still waiting on it to come. It's supposed to be here tomorrow. And it's for the beach, right? I don't want to be out in the sun. Mamacita likes the beach and walk along the water and be out there and all that whatnot. So I was like, well, I'll just get a tent. She just wait. I'll get a tent. I said, you can go out there and walk in that water. I'll go take a nap. That's what I'm going to do. I'll get out there. We'll get it all set up. And I'm going to climb in that mug and be asleep.
So you're going to have yourself on just a portable cabana, huh?
Yeah. It seats like four adults.
Oh, that's what's up.
It's got some windows that open up on the side so you can get a breeze. It's got a big opening in the front. I'm going to slide right on in there, knock out some Z's.
Hey, with all that sun coming on you, though, you probably need something like that, man.
That's right. Because it's sun all the time. It's not, you know.
It'd be peeling.
Right. Rarely is it cloudy and overcast here. It's sun 100% of the time. Seems like anyway.
It's like contrary to what most people believe, we do burn.
I did it once.
We burn. We peel.
I've done it twice. I did it once as a kid hanging out at the YMCA outdoors. There was a pool in Uber Heights. We've been swimming all day. You know, I'm chilling with my white friends. They're laying down. I'm laying down.
Yeah.
Peeled it all off my nose. And then the second time, I was coaching football. No hat during 2 days.
It was tore up.
Toe up. Had a headache and everything.
Yeah,
the sun ain't no joke.
I done had the head peeling before and simply rubbing your leg.
And when you sweat, it burns. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's the worst thing ever, man.
So hopefully we'll get Tony back soon. We may not pod next week if I'm in LA. So I'm due to come back Sunday. So we got to figure out the traffic and all that stuff. So we may not pod next Sunday. We might do it Monday or we might just wait until the next week. I don't know. I'm saying this because my mother will call me and ask, where is the pod? She's checking for us, Jeff. It's like, she's like, where's the pod at? When we didn't do it on Mother's Day, it's like, y'all doing a pod or what?
So we were singing it all for Mother's Day.
Like in Living Color, you lazy bum. I got 10 jobs. How many jobs you got?
I got 10. I got 20.
I got 20. I'm a mailman. I'm a doctor. I'm a proctologist. I'm a car salesman. She's like, where's the pod, man? She enjoys the pod. She thinks we're funny. And we all blend well with our personalities and whatnot. So she loves it.
Yeah, that's what's up. So Ma, how you doing, Mama Huffman?
Ma may not be a pod next week. Call Eva. She's the scheduling director. Another note for the podcast. We are working on scheduling with another pod. Gentleman's name is William Glasser from the Substantiate Pod at substantiatepod.com. And he's a young fella. He's like a teenager.
Yeah.
And we linked up on Podmatch. So it's like a website where you can put your pod in from in there, and all the things that you talk about, they kind of match you together. So, you know, it matched us together. And he sent a message and I responded. You know, I'm a little slow to respond because I got 8 million things going on. But his pods are hypothetical matchups between two rivals. Right? So it might be Cowboys and 49ers or Steelers or whatever, whoever the rival is. Notre Dame, USC, right. Ohio State, Michigan, Lakers, Celtics, whatever. So that's what he does. He kind of swaps it around, makes some changes, and then talks about hypothetical situations, what ifs, right?
Right.
We're trying to get on there for Wednesday. We're waiting on the light skin faction of the podcast here to check his schedule and let us know what day is good for him, so the gentleman can get his Discord link sent to us and whatever settings he has to get adjusted for a 4-man pod, because he's usually one or two people.
Right.
So we're gonna link up with him. Substantiatepod.com. William Glasser. Shout out. Hey, hold on. Where's my? We haven't given anybody claps. The claps in a while, man. I don't even know where the claps button is. Hold on, I gotta find it, Jeff. No pressure. Oh my God. Why can't I find it?
What?
Oh my, there know. It is. Well, hold on. Let's see if it works. It does not work. That works.
I got him.
There it is. Huh? Shout out to William Glasser. SubstantiatePod.com. Why isn't it working? We've had some kind of technical issue every week. Last week, I apologize, everybody. Last week, I sounded like a robot the whole pod. In my ears, I hear the dulcet tones of Sean Huffman. This is CNN. She hates when I do that. I'm in here thinking like I sound like James Earl Jones. Simba, look, everything the light touches belongs to us.
And meanwhile, to everybody else, you sounded like Ultron.
I was like, what's going on? It's the podcast. I'm talking crazy all week. And then when I went to, do all the post-production stuff, I was like, what? I sound crazy. My God.
Sound like Ultron, talking about ain't no strings on me.
So, we just spent, an hour? I spent an hour. I fixed it last week. I log off my machine. I come back. I sound like that again. So I spent about an hour of the day trying to figure out what it is. Still don't know what did it. I was clicking stuff. I'm supposed to note this stuff, right? You work in IT. Whenever you make a change, you write it down. And if it works, that's what you remember to do. I didn't write none of that down.
Right.
I broke all the rules.
Well, hopefully you don't have to worry about a reset, and maybe a hold this time.
Man, I need that. I need that.
So, man, NBA playoffs.
Hey, man. Did you watch the play-in games?
I did. They were quite, I enjoyed them.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were, the Golden State Laker game was really good. The Memphis and San Antonio game was decent too.
Right.
So I didn't really watch the Eastern Conference games, but I saw your boy from the Celtics drop that 50.
You know, somebody was saying he is not a, I want to say it was Bomani. He is not a, what do I want to say, franchise or big enough star to carry the
Tatum,
squad.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a big enough star to carry the squad. He did that without Jaylen Brown. What up, DJ?
Without Jaylen Brown
in the house. I think the play-ins are here to stay. Adam Silver is like, you know, hey, you see these numbers from the people viewing? Huh? He's like, yeah. I don't care what you say, LeBron, Mr. Going to the breaking protocol, COVID protocol. I'm the boss, and this is how it's going to be, to quote Jay-Z.
Yeah, I think they said something about next year trying to do like a mid-season. I don't know what that would look like, but like some type of a mid-season tournament. What up, frat?
Right.
DJ.
So it would be dope, right? I mean, like, doesn't the NHL do that? They have some kind of mid-season. I thought somebody did.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. If it keeps the competition going, yeah. Right?
So, yeah, based off the quick blurb I read, said something about, like, I guess it was shortened the season. So that's the one hang-up. So apparently it would knock it down to, like, 78 games.
So they
ended up losing, like, four games.
We lose four games from the Stars through load management anyway. How about that?
But if they still do the play-in, you know, then they get a couple extra games in at the lower end before the playoffs start. Right. So
I love the play-in.
Yeah, I thought it added a little bit of excitement to the anticipation of what was coming.
Right, we got that excitement, and then we also got the before the end of the regular season, we got, like we talked about last week, those teams that were on the cusp, still battling without tanking.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it was decent.
I feel like today's game, Anthony Davis cost them the game, in my opinion. I'm sick of seeing his big stand out there shooting threes.
And you know what?
You let DeAndre Ayton outplay you today. You let Ayton be the best big man on the court.
Best big man on the court. You know, I think the thing is, he needs to get out of this. I don't want to play center.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
Look, he is not Porzingis. He is not Nowitzki. Get your big tail down there and go to work.
Go to work. Because, I mean, he is. He killed him. He's hurting him. He's not getting in. I mean, he's what? What did he score today? Did he get 15?
I don't know. Look it up.
It was low.
I sent a message to our basketball guy, Eric Brown. What up, E? Say, hey, man, I'm tired of seeing his big butt being out there shooting threes. Why is he feeding LeBron on the block? Is what I sent him. Why is he feeding LeBron on the block? He said it's a good matchup, right? Because LeBron's so much bigger than their guards. I get it. Eric's got a good basketball mind, right? I get it. So let somebody else feed him. Let somebody else feed LeBron, and let LeBron feed Davis cutting, diving down the lane or something, right?
Something.
Don't let him feed him from the three-point line. If you kick him back out, he's going to shoot a three. You got your big man out there shooting threes. He said
13 points.
I said my 13 points. My response was, cheese almost cussed me out behind shooting threes. He said Coach Johnson would have snatched him up with that grip. Get your big butt down there on the block. 7-footer, man. Come on, man. You're not Nowitzki. You're not Porzingis. You're not these dudes. Get down there and dominate Ayton.
He's not going to do it on a consistent basis, right? He's not that type of player. He needs to be down low, giving them the business. And, you know, I don't know. The whole thing about, you know, using LeBron to play against the guards or whatever the case may be. Somebody else has got to step up. He can't do it all. And I felt like today, I felt like he sat back just to try to get more people involved and engaged. But when he does that, Davis has got to play bigger. He's got to play a bigger role.
That's the problem, man. I don't think LeBron's fully healthy. I watch other people bring the ball up to court, and you know where he's at? He's in the bottom corner, spreading the floor so the other four can work. Because when you watch him jump, he ain't got lift. There's no explosion. That ankle's still kind of, we've both had high ankle sprains. And we both know how long it takes to come back from him. I get it. He's Superman, right? He's in great physical shape, but an ankle sprain, a high ankle sprain is a high ankle sprain. And he ain't got that bounce, that power. That's why he's playing less minutes, and he's not as involved until maybe later into the shot clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, big man, get on the block. If you need to kick out, you can kick out to the other guys who can shoot.
He put in 36 minutes today, though.
LeBron?
Yeah, 36. He had 36. Davis had 39. Schroeder. Caldwell had 35.
Right. So if he's healthy, how many minutes does he play? Another two or three?
I think he's in that sweet spot, 36 to 40 at most.
I don't think he's playing more than 36 while he's not healthy, man. And look, he's playing 36, but if you watch the game, he's standing in that corner. He ain't bringing the ball up as much. It's not running through him as much.
Yeah.
He's got to get healthy. Otherwise, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Especially especially if number two, Rob, if you want to call him one, if he's Batman or if he's Robin, I don't care what you call him. If he's going to be out there on the three-point line, they're in trouble. Because Booker and them ain't playing with him. Chris Paul and they are not playing with that cat.
Look, and Booker.
Yeah, good. He's a killer.
Man. They said, everybody was saying, when he got on the stage, that everybody would get to truly see what he's been doing all this time. Like he put on a show. I will say, though, a couple of them times where they was doing the little pick and roll at the top of the arc, he took about three steps before he put that dribble down. They roll around that. He's like,
walk so much.
I know, man. It's crazy. But he balled out. He had an answer for everything they kind of threw at him. So it'll be interesting to see what the game two looks like for them. Your Knicks are in the battle right now.
What's the score?
82 to 81. They're up by one. They done battled back because they were down early. So about 9 minutes, 8 minutes left in the game from what I can see here.
Who they playing?
The Hawks.
Oh, yeah. Tony called me talking about the NBA's fined Nate McMillan because of a comment he made about the Knicks being in the playoffs.
And basically, what did he say?
Basically, it boiled down to the effect of, you know, the league wants the Knicks in the playoffs, and the fans are excited about the Knicks being in the playoffs, and we know what we're up against. And I think that's where he got in trouble. And he said, we know what we're up against, so we're going to have to deal with going up there to play them. That's why he got the fine. Tony said it was harmless, right? And I was like, well, right. You know, he kind of crossed the line, stuck a toe across that line when he said, when we know what we're going to face and what we're going up against when we go up there to play.
Yeah, but you know, he could have just been talking about the excitement of the crowd and the New York fans being real hyped about coming into the arena and fighting that. So he could have been talking about that.
So what the... You're right. And what Adam Silver and the NBA front office is not going to allow, especially after having referees get busted for all that other stuff that they've done in the past, I don't care how long ago it was, they are not going to allow for a coach to insinuate that the NBA has that the front office has anything to do with who's going to win a series.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like they were an 8 seed. They just barely got in because of some schedule change or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're a 4 seed.
Yeah.
So when you insinuate,
I mean,
we got to go.
They are solidly there, but
they going to garnish
it's
that
good right now. It's a solid matchup. They ain't missing that little bit of money, man.
Nate ain't missing 25. I bet his wife be like, shut your mouth. Come home. Come home with all the money. If you came home $25,000 less, what would your wife say?
Well, if I come home with $25,000 less, it's a bigger hit.
I know what's going to happen. If Jeff, you come home and you say, baby, I said something I shouldn't have said, and now The bosses are taxing me. You know what the response is?
Keep your mouth shut. But look, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna play the other way. Like, I'm gonna need your services. I'm gonna need your services. I'm gonna need you to represent me here real quick. We got a slight issue.
You can't hear them gunshots?
I ain't hear no gunshots.
Let me fix it for you then. So you can hear the gunshots. Mm-hmm. You can't hear them?
So nah.
Yeah, nope. I can hear them. I know what would happen. Bang, bang.
Ooh, you silly.
$25,000 light in the wallet. You talking about, baby, can I get you to help me? That ain't gonna happen. Taxing you.
Mess. But like I said, he could have just been alluding to the fans and the excitement of the players and playoffs being back and everything like that in New York. That's all.
You knew what he was talking about.
The fact that the refs in the league took it that way, maybe they got something that maybe they got a conscience.
He don't have enough championships to try to be Phil Jackson and try to send a message to the front office and to the officials through the media. He ain't got enough rings to do it. Right? Phil Jackson used to do it. Well, Michael keeps getting hit like this. I don't know if we'll be able to have a season next year. Okay, there we go.
There it is.
There we go. Right, we gotta call some fouls on Michael now, right? He ain't
right,
Phil.
Right.
Get you some rings, Nate, first, and then maybe they'll let it slide.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with them. All right, and then your boys, your Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
They're gonna be out. They're gonna be without Mitchell.
Why?
They said think he has an ankle injury or something. So they're saying he's gonna sit out this first game.
I didn't pick them to come out the West nohow. I picked.
You Phoenix. Picked the Suns.
How about that?
So you calling Phoenix and New York for the finals?
No, I did not say New York. I said New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
New York. You think I'm a sucker? I like the Knicks. I love the Knicks, but I ain't picking them. Only a fool.
Yeah, we'll see what happens against Boston the next game.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if Boston can come back and make it a game and win it. Then we might have a series. If they go up 2-0, I think it's a wrap.
So Dallas, you know, put it to the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
What a waste. Clippers got all that talent.
They about to blow. If they lose, they don't blow the team up.
They just assemble it.
Yep. And they don't blow it right up.
I bet you they wish they had Doc now.
Because think about it. The Heat basically delivered for the most part for that first season. I don't think they didn't get the title. Did they get the title the first year? No, they got the second year. They were together, didn't they? But yep. They got there.
They lost to Dallas.
And then but they delivered, you know, they got to the championship, right. And then the next year they delivered the title. Right. This team has now they could potentially come out of the playoff 2 years without doing anything with the talent that they have. They let Doc go to do what? And then right. It's kind of almost like that Mark Jackson. I feel sorry for Mark Jackson every time I'm watching the Golden State games and he's got to call him because I know he wants it to be like them. he you know, it's like,
hey,
you know, it's like one of those things, you know, he just want to go in, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, meanwhile, Steve Kerr, and they're looking like the genius, and it's like the team that Mark Jackson put together. And you know, I guess the Clippers on one hand kind of got the same deal, trying to work that same type of magic. They moved Doc Rivers out the way, thinking maybe a coach will come in and make it happen. And they are going to possibly be in the same boat that they were last year.
So, all that talk.
Meanwhile,
all that talk about how Kawhi Leonard was best player in the league.
I think he was pretty quiet in that game, wasn't it? All I heard was about Luka. So,
well, he flushed on the big boy, but that's the only highlight I saw. And let me tell you something, Luka, yeah. Luka's a different animal. He's tough to deal with. Yeah, whether Porzingis is playing or not, he can carry the squad. If he's healthy, they're tough to deal with. But with you get you get Porzingis in there who's playing well, that's just an added layer of difficulty that you got to overcome.
Yeah.
What else? Who else is playing? Philly. Did we get everybody?
Philly and Washington.
Man, that was a good game.
So it got away at the end, but that's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a good series.
It's gonna be real tough.
Philly looks. Philly looks good though.
It's gonna be tight for both teams.
Yeah,
Philly looked good. I still can't believe how Ben Simmons. He had 15 assists and 15 rebounds. That dude can play a whole game and not shoot the ball and have a good game. I understand. You play a whole game and don't shoot.
He's like, he's like the Dennis Rodman at point guard.
Right. How?
It's like. But, I don't know.
Hill was playing the point, and then you look in there and you see Green is in the game, and you're like, wait a minute, so what position is Simmons playing? Is he playing a three? Or the four?
He's look, he playing, he just like, I'm out here, I can handle the rock, I can do whatever I need to do for this team.
Right.
Outside the score.
That'll be a good series, though. And then Middleton hit the game winner. Against the Heat.
Oh, yeah, for the Bucks.
Middleton is tough to deal with, man. He's got that old man, the old man at the YMCA, Coach Johnson game, sneaky, right?
Step on your foot in the post and
then. Yeah, Coach Johnson, you just step on your foot and drive by you. You know, hey, grab your arm when you go to rebound, and then you go, and he goes, no foul, keep playing. Hack you when you shoot, no foul, keep playing. Get too close to him on defense, you get a basketball in the forehead, right?
He toughened us up.
Yeah. Middleton's got that sneaky, cold-blooded mid-range game.
Unassuming. That's what he is. It's just really unassuming. Yeah.
This
right?
guy ain't going to go by me, and then all of a sudden, he's raised up and hit the bucket on you.
It's a wrap.
He needs to come on home, but he doesn't. He still got, he got the Jefferson thing going on top of his head, George Jefferson action. You're like, this old dude can't score on me, man. Yep. Game winner.
It's a wrap. Yep.
That'll be a tough matchup, man. And I'll tell you something. At the end of the day, you know who doesn't want to see Miami? Philadelphia. Because of Jimmy Butler. He done already caused Karl Anthony Towns all kind of problems. He done punked him, and he continually punks him whenever he sees him. He don't care what he got going on in his life. He got something to say to him. It was heard over the microphone. I done already punked you once. I'll do it again during the game. I was like, damn. Jimmy Buckets don't care, man. He don't like that dude. And he don't like the Sixers either after they treated him that way.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good matchup if it gets that far, man. But all of it is good, man, so far. I have no complaints.
No. Nope. Should be interesting. So game twos are going to be, I think the game twos will tell the series.
Yeah. Hold on.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Do us a favor and hit the subscribe button right there on YouTube. Like it, share it, we appreciate it. Right there, still right there. All right, also you can follow us on any social media platform, for instance Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And last but not least, you can check out the audio on pretty much anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. So once again, subscribe, like, share Getaway Podcast with Tony and Sean and Jeff.
And Jeff. Y'all go hit that subscribe button. Go over to the YouTube page and hit the daggone subscribe button. Tired of it. Go do it. Look a brother up.
Man. Come on with us. 15 boards, man.
15.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous, man. And then and don't want to shoot. All right, Jeff. I am officially reaching out to the NFL. In a producer role, a producer who makes suggestions, I don't want to produce nothing. I hit the inbox and I said, I want to see Hard Knocks in Jacksonville. You know who's leading the league in jersey sales?
Not Tim Tebow. Everybody buying that jersey, man.
I'm just saying, it's threefold. The reasons why I want to see Hard Knocks there. Urban Meyer, good personality, right? He'll have good quotes, mm-hmm. good quotables, good coachable moments, good interactions. He'll be fiery. He'll be kind. He'll be all that.
Right.
Number two, we got the number one pick in the draft, Trevor Lawrence from Clemson. So you got that story. And number three, Tim Tebow. I want to see him get destroyed in practice. I don't want to see no feel-good stuff here, Hard Knocks. I posted this on Twitter. I'm sick of Hard Knocks being about four dudes, three of them aren't going to make the team, and one of them's a star, and then it's all this backstory about, oh, the guy, he's a six-round pick, and he's going to try to make the team, and they show him moving into his apartment with his girlfriend, and then he don't make the team. No. I want to see conflict. I want to see what happens when somebody gets too close to the number one draft pick, right?
Right.
You know, I got cussed out one good time in high school. Coach Pruitt, I tackled Mark Green. Alligator rolled his butt. I'm thinking he shouldn't be running if you don't want him hit. You flush out of the pocket and come my way, I'm chasing you down. I'm trying to play too. Cheese cussed me smooth out. I never touched another quarterback in practice. So I want to see what happens when somebody gets too close to Trevor Lawrence and what happens, right?
Yeah.
I want to see those conflicts. I want to see Urban Meyer going nuts in practice. I want to see what happens when somebody gets too close to Trevor and the O-line come over there, shove the defensive lineman, and it's a brawl. I want to see what happens when I saw the clip. It was, I can't remember the guy's name. It was DBs, right? And the DB was like, hey, man, we got to clean that up. We got to communicate better. And the young buck was telling him, I hear you. I got you. He said, no, you don't hear me because you keep doing it. And then the young buck keep pushing back. He said, let me tell you something, dog. We trying to get paid. This is about getting paid. This ain't about I got you. We still doing the same things, man. Look, get it right. Let's communicate more. Don't just tell me I got you. Calm down. And then he was like, why are you talking to me like that? You ain't going to talk to me like that. What are you doing? Take the lesson, young buck.
Right. Take the lesson.
That's what I want to see on Hard Knocks. I don't want to see your dog and the dude playing the ukulele swinging in a hammock. I want to see the conflict. I want to see, you know, the funny stuff can stay. When they did, when the Ravens had it, and they did, when they locked Shannon Sharp in the room, and he told me, I want my restitution, right? And I, Goose, I know Goose was involved, right? Talking about Tony Siragusa. And then when they did the talent
right.
show, and the dude was in there imitating Shannon, Ray Lewis, talking about Sugar, and that hat down on his head, right? I want to see that when they had King Ugly. And they voted on who the ugliest dude on the team was. That stuff is okay with me.
Oh, no.
King Ugly. But that's horrible. I don't want to see the corny light stuff, right?
Yeah.
What up, David? He said, I'm wishful. I want to see Tebow go heads up with the linebacker. Man, look.
Yeah.
Look, it's the linebackers he got a better shot at with them linebackers. It's them defensive ends going to rip his face off. But them linebackers are going to light him up, too. Let him go, I already told you
what they don't do with him. They just don't, you know, it's gonna be a whole lot of rubs with him, man. There ain't gonna be no head up blocking. He's gonna be in straight situational roles.
Dog.
And that's all they don't do is they don't sit in a zone.
Let me tell you something.
And catch that cat. And that little one of those type moves, and he's gonna turn the plant, and the balls just don't come out. That's all we gonna see.
The defenders are gonna try to kill him. But let me tell you something. If they try to make it situational for him, they're gonna catch hell. Because they're going to say, well, you're making it easy for him to make the squad. Oh, you know, he's not a true tight end. What is he? Is he? Is he an H-back or is he a slot? What are you trying to do? If you don't
they're
line him up, him, let me tell you something.
They're,
if they don't line him up on the end of the line,
gonna make him, they're gonna make him
to the
H-back.
Line, then he's not a legit tight end. They're going to be questions. And you want to lose your locker room?
Show how much favor- is he playing at?
Show favoritism to a dude who hadn't played in 8 years, and that's how you lose your locker room.
How much, I wonder how heavy he's playing at. Cause he looked light. He looked light.
He looked heavy as in a sense of, can he still move to me?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I see him being in an H-back role. I don't see him doing a whole lot of filling the ISO type blocks and all that type. I don't see it happening.
Look, he's gonna block down, get angles, but if it's that one on one block, run to his side where he's gotta hook that defensive end, right? It ain't gonna happen.
Ain't done. And that don't happen. I just see him getting hit like when Clowney hit the Michigan running back that year. That's the type of hit I see him taking.
I see that happening when he's like in the flat. He's running that out route and the corner is sitting. He sinks to cover two and then he just comes up and just runs through him.
Just don't see this cut all in slow motion.
Just cut him in half. That's what's gonna happen.
It's just gonna be it's gonna be horrible.
Like yeah, do him like that.
Straight slow motion. Like
that's my petition to the NFL though. We want to see Hard Knocks in Jacksonville. I've already done the work for you. All you gotta do is take the cameras down there and follow my script. King Ugly, talent show, huh? Jokes and whatnot. Follow Urban. Hey. Slide one of them dudes who are undrafted, slide them a little pocket change and say, go in there and tap Trevor Lawrence on the hip when he's in the pocket. See what happens. Give him $1,000. He'll do it.
Look, David just said that he'll play that Dallas Clark type role. You know, Dallas Clark wasn't a big blocker.
Dallas Clark played tight end in college. And my guess is he played tight end in high school. This dude coming from quarterback to out the league to Major League Baseball to the NFL at tight end.
At tight end. He's going to get destroyed.
And my guess is we can find some guys, some clips of Dallas Clark blocking a little bit. And look, I'm not saying that he can't do it eventually. I'm saying he can't do it now.
It's going to be a lot of work to get him there.
Look, the NFL is not an experimental area. He needs to be playing in that league that's on now that I watched the other day. And I don't even know. I was like, what is this AFL stuff? But it's football, so I watched it. He needs to be playing in that. You know who's in that league? Francois from Florida State, that quarterback. He's in that league. That's where Tebow needs to be. I gotta find out what he's weighing. Hold on. Let's get this in real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Hit that subscribe button right there when you're on the YouTube channel. Like, share, comment, engage with us. We love when you do that. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, comment, share, engage with us there as well. You can also hear the audio anywhere you can hear a podcast. We are also available on your Alexa-enabled devices. Thanks for listening to the show. Say word, son.
Word, son.
Word, son.
Your boy wants to talk about Kwame Brown. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know if I want
to. Look, I got to look.
I don't know if I want to say Kwame Brown. I'm looking it up. You don't know? I don't know if I want to say Kwame Brown's name on any podcast because he come for the neck. He called that. He said, which one of your granddaddies didn't like you, the black one or the white one, when he was talking to old boy from the Smoked Out Pod. What's the
Matt name? Barnes?
Yes. Which one of your granddaddies didn't like you? He called him a mutt. Jeff, he called him a mutt.
Dang.
Hey, DJ. I don't want none of that smoke. He a grown ass man.
Look, I see it now. I'm gonna have to play it and watch it.
Essentially, these dudes are always chiming in about him being a bust. Becky with the good hair. he's supposed to be like Drake out there with the good hair, getting girls and whatnot. Instead, you get your girl took. Derek Fisher over there playing stepdaddy in your house. You hop in the fence. You probably had the key and unlocked the gate, but you still ready to go. You hop in the fence. He was going in because they're always talking about Kwame as a bust because he's a number one pick right out of high school, and it didn't work out for him, right?
Right.
He goes
right.
into a situation where he got to deal with Jordan. And then you go and you go to the Wizards, you go excuse me, you got to deal with Kobe. Those are dominant dudes and you're 18 years old. Right? So that's
right.
That's what's happening there. And it's no excuse. And his response was, you know, if you make it to this level, are you really a bust? You know, there's semantics there, but you're playing at the highest level in the world. So I get it. And you're number one and it didn't work out. So I get that part too. But you know, the response that I was done with it on was when he said, let me tell you something. Cause he's like one of nine kids, single mom. Mm. He said, I put my mom on a golf course at 18 years old. That makes him a champion in my book. Took her out of projects, house on the golf course at 18 years old, living good all the rest of that time. And it's been 20 years. So,
yeah.
Look, Matt Barnes can't win. Steven Jackson was done after the first one. Steven Jackson didn't respond no more. And Gilbert Arenas, he checked out, and he's supposed to be crazy. He was like, I ain't got nothing to say to Kwame. Because, you know, we're on the street, Kwame will give you them hands.
He looked like it.
Barnes better leave that dude alone.
You know,
he called so many boys BWOI, boy. What? When he said that about him, Derek Fisher.
And he's smoking a hookah while he's talking about it. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, my man made $64 million in his NBA career. How's he a bust? A winner to me.
And he had multiple offers. I mean, at the end of the day.
Somebody kept paying him.
Right. I mean, it's not like Barnes was ever really a star player. He was a role player. So at the end of the day.
Yes. Tebow, 6'3", 255 is what it is on ESPN or the website or around 245. Problem is Fleetwood. If you don't play that spot, right? If you're a, and I get it, he was a runner and he's a big tough guy, right? If you don't play a spot where it's hand to hand combat every play, and now all of a sudden you got to do it to all league dudes. We've already ran down the names last week: Myles Garrett, J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, all those dudes. You got to deal
Khalil
with them,
Mack.
Khalil Mack, right? All those dudes you got to deal with on a regular basis. Week in and week out, you got to face those dudes. And if you haven't done it, the learning curve is going to be steep.
Yeah.
it's not going to be easy.
Not to mention, you know, thinking about from a running standpoint, it's a lot different coming out of from a quarterback standpoint running the ball and getting a jump on people than it is coming out of a position like tight end, trying to catch it and have to turn your head and move on the swivel and move quick like that. He's going to have to, because a lot of times quarterbacks, times I played it, you know, you were able to get the jump on folks because people were doing other things. Like the DBs are chasing the receivers, right. Linebackers are making reads.
Right.
So it's like, depending on what else is going on, the quarterback has the advantage as far as being able to sneak out, get a run. And then, you know, in the case of Tebow, he was bigger than once he got past that front seven, he was big enough to truck a lot of DBs if he had a chance to go head up.
In college.
He ain't trucking no DB in the, let's say, he ain't trucking no DB in the league.
Right. The athleticism, so, and, right? So what we talked about, he's not big enough to deal with certain people. He's not quick and fast enough to deal with the other people. He sits in the middle, and that sitting in the middle is not a good spot to be, right? You can either be a great physical dude or you can be a super athletic dude. But to be the average dude that sits in the middle, that gets you nowhere.
6'3", 250, running a 4 what? Is he running a sub 5'40?
I doubt it. And that what that tells me is that there are defensive linemen, a lot of defensive linemen in the league that are faster than him.
D lines and linebackers who run like running backs, man. He's gonna get this.
He's not gonna be faster than any linebackers.
At all. He's
not
gonna
be faster than some defensive linemen. He's not.
By the end of the end of training camp, he is going to be retired again.
Like I said, because it's going to be the guy. It's going to be the undrafted guy who's like, I got to eat.
And that first hit, it's like, oh,
right. So, well, you know what? Here's what's going to happen, right? You remember what happened? Used to happen? Everybody looked good when it was helmet only and a helmet and shoulder pad. We thudding up or we just touching up. He going to look good mm-hmm. then, right? So you know what's going to happen in those defensive line or those defensive meetings, right? This has got to stop. They're not going to do it anymore. They're not going to allow him catching balls, turning up field, being all slick, right? You're going to be looking good coming in and out. You're not going to look good when it's time to hit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's going to get up with all that rah-rah, take the first one. But repeated hits, and that's your teammates.
Teammates.
If you make it to a preseason game and that dude on the field is trying to eat, he's not a day one or a day two draft pick.
Right.
He's going to take your head off of your shoulders. He don't care about you being rah-rah Tim Tebow, Heisman Trophy winner, Major League Baseball. He don't care about that. He's trying mm-hmm. to eat.
All we don't hear is finish him.
I want to see all of it. What does that make me? What is the? I don't know the name of that, but I like to see the pain. I want to see every ounce of it. I want to see the linebacker coach like, if y'all don't go out there and hurt that man, if you let him catch another ball, son, you gonna walk home. That's what's going to happen. David said, I doubt he's gonna make it. I just want to see him get smacked. He's 33 years old, trying to learn a new position. They're getting all these jersey sales and season tickets. He ain't gonna be on team week one. Not one day. We talked about
that first preseason game. We might see him just walk off the field after the first hit. it's just like, I'm good. You know
that
what?
happened in a neighborhood tackle football game. We played Salt and Pepper. One of them cats is like, they hitting too hard. And there wasn't nobody on the Pepper team that walked off. I'm just saying, David, I talked to Tony on the phone and I said, I already knew the answer. I said, Tony, how much are preseason ticket sales? How much are those tickets? Are they the same as regular season? He's like, I think so. I said, my point exactly. They're going to get all that money, Tim Tebow. They're going to put him out there on crutches just to get all them ticket sales.
Mm-mm.
Huh? I cannot.
Brutal.
I cannot.
So wait. I'm hoping like you, Sean, that I haven't watched the Hard Knock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while. So if they put Jacksonville on there, I would watch it just to see. Just to watch the Tebow hits roll in.
I choose violence. I choose the violence, everybody. I want death and dismemberment. I don't want death and dismemberment. Look, death in football is getting smoked where you know, they got to put the smelling salts in there. Okay, I want to see some of that.
I just want to see that hit, that one hit, like I said, and he just get up off the field like, yeah. Yep, mistake. Yeah. I'm good. I'm gonna go back to the minor league and try that again.
I'm a little ahead. And so finish being a blessing to the people of the earth. And I can help more people if I'm healthy.
Well, maybe he'll go to the Bachelor. He can do that.
He's married.
Well, maybe not then.
Huh? He can continue his missions in the Philippines and all those wonderful projects he works on. Look, you can help more people if your capacities are all in place. And you ain't got your brain smoked out.
He's not believable as an analyst. You know, like when he's doing calling games and making predictions. It's so painful to watch him do that. It's gonna be worse watching him try to play tight end.
You know, it was hard to watch the rah-rahs. And the only reason he could do the rah-rahs in college is because he backed it up. But my guess is when he was in the league and he's trying to do some of them rah-rahs, I know them linemen were like, hey, man, you need to go shut up, sit down, man. Go in the corner and shut up. You know, nobody trying to hear that, all that rah-rah stuff, man.
They was telling him to complete a pass.
Hey, man.
complete a pass.
Hey, quit throwing the ball in the dirt. I cannot wait, dog.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, You are listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. You see that subscribe button right there? Do me a favor. Go ahead and click that when you are on our YouTube channel. And if you don't mind, go ahead and like, comment, and share the link with your friends. You can also follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, like, comment, and share. We enjoy every opportunity that we get to engage with you. We're also available on platforms such as Spotify, Amazon, and any other streaming service that you access your favorite podcasts, in addition to any Alexa-enabled devices. Thank you for supporting and listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Say word, son.
Word, son. Man.
Word, son.
I'm going to make you re-record that.
I'll do it again.
It's so long.
It's a job with a quiet time.
Coming up next,
look,
Jodeci.
Look, you missed
the, to me.
There was a, look, we had another one that we had to get rid of because in the middle of it, all you heard was a.
You're like Michael Bivens. Girl.
Oh, yeah, man.
Mr. Telephone Man, you had that sound. Mr. Telephone Man sound. All right, dog, look. We're coming to the end of the show. We are under 100 days before college football. I always get excited around this time of the year. I don't care about NBA playoffs, to be honest. I don't care about Major League Baseball, to be honest. Although I love my Mets, I'm slowly switching to the San Diego Padres because Tatis is the bomb. But I'm still fired up about college football, man. Less than 100 days. Notre Dame opens up with Florida State. Gonna put the beat down. What are you talking about? The Knicks? What'd they do?
I'm trying to get to it. Looks like there's just 0.9 left.
You know, it's just game one.
It's 107-105.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Who's got the ball?
I don't know. It's just I'm watching the game cast
You're
right
killing
now.
Me,
so
man. You're killing me.
But go ahead. So you said Notre Dame, Florida State.
Florida State
opens this opens the season. Yeah. Is it in Florida State?
Yes,
it's Tallahassee.
Stoke Walker Stadium. Trey Young just told Spike Lee to hush with a game winner. Spike Lee always gets the beats.
We're
gonna test out that quarterback's new bionic knee. The quarterback to transfer from UCF tore his knee up in a bad hit a couple years ago.
Milton.
Yeah, we're gonna put the beats on them. Who's Michigan open with, you know? You don't even care, do you? You're over it, aren't you?
Man, look.
Are you over it?
I think is it Washington? They might open up with Washington. You know what, though? It's like one of those things, like even last season, they came out halfway decent. The quarterback came out, played fairly well the first game. He was a little rusty, a little rough. But it's like one of those things, like he played well enough in the beginning where it's like, okay, it looked like he was going to do all right. He'll throughout, as the season goes on, he'll get better. He got progressively worse. I think they took his confidence away from him. But
Ohio State opens with Minnesota.
Ooh, they're opening as far as like the first game of the season.
Thursday, September 2nd, which is odd, right?
Yeah, they usually don't open up with a Big Ten opener.
Yeah, man. Let's see who Michigan gets. Y'all got Western Michigan. You'll be all right.
Look, we better. I don't know.
I was trying to end on a good note, man. Talk about a little college football. And now you're all, you know, a little shook. You're a little shook.
Look, you got my mood all wrong, man.
Shook, if I say.
Huh? Yeah, got me mad at just mad thinking about it.
But you know what I haven't heard? I haven't heard a lot of noted Michigan news, right? You haven't heard about Jim Harbaugh sleeping in trees.
Here's the one thing that they have done this year.
They told him to shut up.
that they have, what they haven't done in the last couple of years, right, is that they're going into the season with a quarterback. There's no question about who the starter's going to be.
Who is it?
It's the number 12. What's his name?
Is it the
brother? I can't even think of his name. No.
He transferred.
It's the young man that was playing at the end of the season. I can't think of his name right now. That's how unmoved I am about it.
Woo-wee!
What's the boy's name?
I don't know his name.
But anyway, they got a starter. And it seems like it's a clear-cut move right now. They know exactly who it's going to be.
So hopefully he's getting all the spring ball reps. He's getting all the summer reps, whatever, leading the squad and conditioning and all that stuff. And then he'll get all the fall ball reps. And then he'll be ready to play against Western Michigan and not take an L. That's what you're telling me.
That's the goal.
Good. Notre Dame's going to have a new quarterback, too. Ian Book's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know who the... I don't know. I don't know who the next guy is. Because Ian Book takes all the snaps. I don't know who the backup was. I don't know who's coming in. Fleetwood said Ohio State been opening with Big Ten games for the past few years. We don't care. Tony's not here, David. You want to come on? Tony ain't here to stand for the Buckeyes. I don't care about that. They can open up with, you went to Meadowdale. They can open up with Meadowdale. They can open up with Stebbins. I don't care.
You said Meadowdale with Stebbins.
I don't care. Huh? It is what it is. We're less than 100 days. Once again, we're going to wrap this up. Everybody, thanks for watching, listening. All smiles. Engage with us. Go over to YouTube. Hit subscribe. Share it on your Facebook. If you do, we'll start dividing up the money we got in Anchor. We got about $8.08 in there. I'll start sending out some PayPals. Huh? Share it on your Facebook. Tag me in it. That way I can see it. I'll give you some change. Put some change on your books. Huh?
Might be a little strange, but you'll get the change.
You'll get the change, son. That's all I'm saying.
So you said Wednesday. Wednesday night's the goal.
Wednesday night is the goal to possibly be on the Substantiate podcast with my man William Glasser, where he does hypothetical situations between rivals. So that's the goal. We'll try to shoot for that. We may not have a pod next week because I may be in Los Angeles kicking it. I might stay.
Kicking it.
With Black Bauer, Jesse Pruitt. I might stay. Who knows?
Black Bauer.
Huh? Again, you're going to break everything at the end of the show. That's the perfect timing.
I know, right at there, right at the end of the show.
That's the time to do it, son. You got to get up out of here.
He's like, it's time to go.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Every week you do that. Shout out to the Seth Production, the director, executive. Of a...
Shout out.
Oi.
Way to go, sis.
Oi. We'll be back soon, one of these days.
Hands free.
Hands free, son. Better get up out of here. I'll see y'all next week. Jeff, say words, son.
Words, son.